Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'll take you to Sunday's sold-out premiere of the Brenton Extravaganza at the State Theater.
General admission or VIP?
I have admission.
There were VIP and general admission tickets. At the event, local historian Michael Zaz showed films and magic lantern slides that once belonged to Washington couple Frank and Indiana Brenton, who showed them in the late 1800s and early 1900s across the country. The special event was highlighted by a designation by Guinness Book of World Records. I spoke with Evelyn Carrera, official representative of Guinness World Records.
Well, it's been a great reception. I'm glad to be here and to recognize, you know, something amazing that has been achieved. And that's what we do here at Guinness World Records. You know, we try to recognize the best of the best.
And can you walk us through kind of a snapshot of what the process is like to get to this?
Sure. You know, in order to break a world record, there's got to be a series of guidelines that people receive. You know, from what I've spoken to about the organizers, it's been a year-long process. A lot of it involves collecting evidence as to how long the theater's been in operation, you know, newspaper clippings, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that's really what makes the records, is having that ironclad evidence so that we can make sure to award the people who have earned the right to say that they have the oldest continuously operating cinema in the world.
It's very exciting, especially for the people here in Washington. Can you give us an idea of what you think it'll be like for others, those hearing about it around the world?
Well, the most amazing thing to know is that, you know, when you achieve something of this level, you have really become the best of the best. You have really surpassed, you know, all the expectations, and you've said, you know what, you know, we've been operation, we've been doing this the same way, people are just as excited, and we like to recognize that. So, you know, people have all sorts of passions. The passion today for cinema and for the theater is definitely here, and we want to recognize it.
To add to the jump back in time, employees of the theater were dressed in period clothing. Cale Rausch, a Washington High School senior who works at the theater, spoke with me about the event as he greeted guests in the theater's renovated lobby.
It's really exciting because I've gone here my whole life, and when I started working here, I've been through the whole renovation process since the semi hit the marquee. So it's really exciting to get all this uncovered.
And can you tell us a little bit about the special outfits you guys have on today?
We rented them from the community center, and we tried to date it back to the early 1890s for the turn of the century.
The State Theater's area manager, Adam Neihart, was also pleased with the event.
A really special event, really cool event, a lot of players involved. I mean, we're happy with all the community support that we've got, so it's a lot of fun. People dressed up, replicating exactly what happened years and years ago, so it's a neat thing for us, especially after, you know, we went through the entire renovation process here. So, yeah, we're excited.
Do you hope to do things like this in the future with the same program?
I know that Mike Zaz is interested in moving forward and maybe doing something on an annual basis if we can work out the logistics. And it's been a lot of planning involved, so we'll see how that all goes. But, yeah, I think it's something that we would certainly entertain for future.
The films and slides that Zaz has worked for decades to restore and exhibit are accompanied by music created by Red Cedar Chamber Music. I spoke with the group's cellist and incoming artistic director, Carrie Boston, about the show and his work with Zaz over the years.
You've been working with Mike Zaz for a while now. What's it like to finally make it for this big event?
Well, when I first heard about this project, we went down to Columbus Junction. It was a group of about 10 of us, and we ate at the Burmese restaurant. And we had the most amazing time and explored all of the possibilities with this collection and talked about what the documentary might turn into. And when we finished that meeting, we knew we were onto something more than just the Red Cedar's Brenton Silent Film Project. We knew it was going to be bigger than that. We ended up doing a whole nother concert series, which we just finished last night, with the Magic Lantern slides. And this event is the culmination of all of the work that we've done, but not just that. Everything that he has done to preserve this collection for 35 years. And so I have to say it's very emotional. And it's very inspiring because for someone like Michael to have dreamt about bringing this collection to people's attention to be fulfilled in this way, I can't think of anybody that deserves this more. And he doesn't want it to be about him. He doesn't think it's about him. But it's all because of him. And it's been his work. And every one of us who has worked with him and tried to help in any way that we could just admires him so much. And most of us wish we could have had him as a teacher.
The show was a celebration of Washington's history, the people and places who made it, and the local historian who brought it back to life. There's one more showing this evening at 6:30. Tickets can be purchased in advance online or at the State Theater box office. That's been today's Washington page for KCII. I'm Sally Hart.